It's Never O'Clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. And you know what you don't see anymore, I was thinking? Pantyhose commercials.
Because you're right.
I heard the other day on the radio the ZZ Top song, She's Got Legs.
And she knows how to use
them. And I was thinking, when I was a kid, that was the song for the commercial for Sheer Pantyhose, you know, Sheer Energy Legs. And you don't see pantyhose commercials anymore. But pantyhose still exist. People are still buying them. Probably not as much. But they're out there. But there's no commercials anymore.
You know what I liked about that song? Is that was one of the songs on classic rock radio that they play the swear. It's like,
motherfucker.
No, he's like, I need them. Shit, I gotta have them.
Yeah. Every once in a
while. Girl is all right, dude.
They let things slide every once in a while. I was thinking, did the decline in the pantyhose...
Decline.
Yeah.
Decline. Oh, that's my brother.
Yes. Did it have anything to do with criminals using pantyhose as masks?
That's not much of a mask either.
I mean,
can we buy some pantyhose and make criminal masks?
Well, you there's nothing to make. You just fucking put it on your head.
No, use it for a video.
Yeah, but you're not making a mask. You just fucking buy pantyhose and put it on your head.
No, I think you have to cut it. And you just use the bottom of the leg, I think.
Well, no. Some pantyhose are the legs and a bottom half together, and some are just the stocking, just the leg.
Yeah, the stocking.
That's the one you buy.
Pantyhose is the full thing.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't just buy the leg.
Stockings one. I'll put up with, but if a girl has pantyhose on, man, that was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, if you're trying to bang a chick, and
oh,
she's got
the
worst.
Whole,
it's like you're in fucking Victorian England. Like, how many fucking layers you got on here? We're trying to do it.
Plus, I mean, it's all hot in there, because I mean, it's like putting a plastic bag on you.
Yeah. It does make their legs look better if they got fucking veiny legs or, you know.
I don't want to see bare legs. That's just me.
You don't want to see bare anything.
No, I said I want to see bare legs. Right. That's just me.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't need pantyhose. I mean, it's for show. It might look nice. But, you know, practical-wise, it's not good. Anyway, bank robbers. You know, to slide that shit on and now they don't advertise anymore. I think that's what done them in.
Well, I mean, how many girls do you know wear pantyhose on a regular basis? Like, maybe if they're going to a wedding or some fancy thing.
Yeah, it's a fancy thing. I think they used to wear them more often way back when. Now, it's like formal occasions you put them on.
Well, that's what I do, formal occasions.
Yeah, when I formally rob a bank.
That's like ties. Nobody wears ties anymore.
Well... businessmen, right? You fucking... some people. I mean, actually, no. Some people have jobs where they... wear a tie to work. You're a bank teller. You have a job, office jobs. You wear a tie to work. We don't have those jobs. Oh, we did for a while. Remember?
We had a fake. We had like a clip-on tie.
Well, I had a regular tie. We both had regular ties for a while. Remember? Because we just tied the knot once, and then from then on in, you just, you know, loosen it up and put it on. Because when we were working security, they decided that our uniform was going to be just a dress shirt, black slacks, and a black tie.
Yeah, because people are like,
you got to look professional.
Yeah, I wasn't going to listen to you, but seeing you have that tie on,
yeah,
I think I have more respect for you.
Hey, security guard, doing nothing except sitting in a fucking desk for 8 hours. You know, you should be wearing a tie. You should look the part. Meanwhile, I could be wearing fucking, you know, sweats and a t-shirt. Who cares? Security's useless.
Well, I don't know if you're taking security seriously.
No one takes security seriously anyway. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. Wear a fucking suit of armor.
Oh, yeah, I know people. When I was working security, people would be like, shut up, dumbass. Yeah. Rent a cop over here. Tell me what to do.
Everyone hates security guards. Even me and you, we've been security. Fucking useless. It's all for show.
There are some days when I'm out on the road, I wish I was a real cop so I could pull people over.
Oh, yeah. You know, always when cops aren't around, some dude's driving like an asshole, speeding, weaving in and out, you know, doing this and that, and of course there's nobody around.
I'll tell you what I've been hating lately, and you know what I do when this happens.
Nothing.
Just when they get right on my ass and they want to pass me.
Do you slow down?
Oh, I block them in. I speed up to
you speed up to the next car so they can't go around?
Yep.
I've done that.
And they're furious behind me. I don't give a fuck. I watch them yell and scream all day. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, drive like an asshole. I'll treat you like an asshole.
Get off my ass. You're supposed to be a car length away.
Yeah.
A lot of women do that, I've noticed. More than guys.
Some, you know, they're bad drivers. Not all.
I get instantly angry.
But 99.9%.
I get mad when they turn. I'm like, God damn it, I want him to go further. I want to make sure they block. Like, sometimes I'll speed up to get to catch up to him so I can block him in.
Yeah. I told you the story where I did that with a semi because he cut me off.
No, no, that's dangerous. They could just run your ass over.
Listen, if someone wants to murder you, they'll murder you.
Well.
There you go. Now you're dead. Thanks.
So you know what I was thinking about today? I want to be a whistleblower. I saw an article in the paper. It's like, whistleblowers. And I'm like, that's a cool name for a guy who tattles on somebody.
Yeah, you're a fucking rat. You want to be a rat? Be my
guest. That's cool, whistleblower. Like, where did that term come from?
I mean, that's a nice term. Oh, you know what? Probably it came from old school police. Because when you were doing something wrong, they had the whistle around their neck.
Yeah, like the guy with Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, he had the whistle.
Like, hey there, you can't steal cereal. There must be a really big problem with cereal thieves, because every cereal...
Meanwhile, that doesn't exist anymore. Not police with whistles, but that doesn't exist. The whistle has turned into a rape whistle. Has nothing to do with the police. But the Cookie Crisp thing...
We know.
Yeah, there's no cop. The dog's not a crook. He's just some dog hanging around.
But I'm saying, look at all this cereal. Like, Tricks, there's, you know, he's trying to get the cereal from the kids.
A reoccurring theme.
Cuckoo from Cocoa Puffs, you know, he's nuts for the stuff.
No, he's not really stealing it. It's his. He's still crazy about it, though.
Toucan Sam.
No, he just... He has it. For some reason, it's misplaced all the time, and he has to follow his nose to find it. Absent-minded. Where did I put that fucking cereal?
Birds don't eat cereal.
This one does. You got a fucking rainbow nose.
You got those little, I don't know, what are they, midgets, I guess? The Rice Krispie guys?
They're elves.
But right? They don't take care of the chocolate Rice Krispies. That's like a monkey or something.
Yeah, I don't know why. You'd think they'd be involved somehow. How's a monkey making cereal?
That's a different...
Listen, elves make cereal? I could buy that. I'll get behind that. A fucking monkey?
It must be a different part of the company, I guess.
Monkeys are filthy.
Different department.
They throw their shit around with their bare hands. Now I'm going to trust a monkey to make my cereal?
Do you ever notice how monkeys are always like, they have something to do with chocolate? Especially if it has bananas involved.
Because they're fucking brown. I guess that's easy. Hey, monkey's brown, chocolate's brown,
chunky
there you
monkey.
Go.
We got a little banana, you know, bananas and chocolate. It's always this chunky monkey.
Yeah, man, hey. See, fucking ad guys are lazy. Hey, this chocolate's brown. Who made it? I don't know. A fucking monkey? What else is brown? I don't know. Let's just say a cow is brown. No, he made chocolate milk. Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Did you, well, you never were in the country. When we used to go to the country and you see a brown cow, they'd say, that's where chocolate milk comes from.
Yeah. No, I mean, when you drive by, I've driven through the country. I'm not hanging around.
You were taking that smell of cow?
Of course. Of course. You drive by certain stretches and it's your fucking manure.
It's nice.
Yeah, I love shit. And then everyone holds their breath for like 10 seconds.
I breathe in harder.
And I eat it.
I like breathing.
I like the getting the particulates into my system. It's on the air.
That's the beautiful country air.
Stick your tongue out.
It's better than the city. It smells like, you know, human piss.
Well, some cities, not ours.
Well,
our city smells like Cheerios because we have a General Mills plant around.
Yeah, but there's parts that smell like piss probably.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't know. We haven't found them. If you want to go searching.
Well, I'm not standing around the city all the time.
Yeah, but, you know, as far as we know, our city smells like cereal.
Our cereal smells like shit.
No, our cereal smells like city. And our city smells like cereal. There you go.
Well, you know, maybe we should get a job at the...
General Mills plant.
I try. You know what? They had an ad a while back. They pay, like, really good.
Yeah,
but it's
usual.
You
have to know somebody.
No, it's one of those jobs where they're like... You have to have open availability. We switch your shift every day.
Swing shift, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Not interested.
You're going to be working weekends, nights, whatever we tell
holidays.
You you're
working. Yeah, you think it's your day off. They call you and, like, you got to come in. Like, shit.
Yeah, Johnson called off today. Come in.
Oh, or if it's a fucking relief job, which is bullshit. You just worked your fucking shift and, like, well, I guess he's late. No, he called. He's not coming in. You got to stay. So all of a sudden, 16 hours later, you fucking go home.
When we worked security, it was always like that, because you start sweating it out, like, this fucker should be here any minute.
Yeah, or no, you start sweating it when it's like 5 after. You're supposed to leave at 7? It's 7:05. Like, where the fuck is this? You're calling his cell phone, every number in the book you have, and sometimes you luck out and you hear, hello?
I never called anybody. I just
Fucking call. I took the book out, the number book we had. I call, and this asshole, first of all, it's all young guys, so it's his mom. First you call the cell phone, no one picks up. Then you call the house phone, and it's the mom.
Is Eric there?
Yeah, hold on, let me see. And all of a sudden it's like, Oh, shit, man. Sorry, overslept. Oh, I'll be right there. And I'm like, motherfucker, now it's another half hour.
Yeah, you know it's at least another half hour before the guy gets there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're lucky, maybe he lives close and it's like 15, 20 minutes. But in Aldara, it took a half hour, 45 minutes. Like, motherfucker, you know?
You were lucky. You were the part where the boss would relieve you a lot.
Yeah. For the most part, there was like one day on the weekend I have to wait for like a normal dude who sometimes would be late.
I'll tell you, I enjoyed the normal dudes better because the boss, I felt like I had to sit there for a minute and talk to him.
Oh, I always had to give him the rundown.
Yeah.
Well, today I watched Third Watch from 3 to 4 p.m. Then Little House in the Prairie was on. Then after that...
Then I took a piss.
China Beach.
Then I went to see what kind of snacks they have upstairs.
Yeah, I rummaged for food. I ate a tub of butter. I thought it was some kind of cream cheese.
Then I wandered around and looked at stuff. That's what I used to do.
We probably talked about this before, but I don't care. There was a porn stash at our job there at the stadium, and I'd go through that sometimes. I don't know why someone felt the need to have a porn stash at work.
Long 8-hour shift.
It's not that long. You want to jerk it before work or wait for after work, fine.
Well, you think the guy's jerking
work?
It?
Do you think
he's just looking at it?
What, are you going to read the fucking articles?
I've never jerked off to a magazine.
I think I try.
I didn't ask you a question. Well, were you just giving this information
all
up?
Right.
No, I never jumped up to a magazine before.
Rarely. I mean, a handful of times, one or two.
I use my mind.
Using my mind, my imagination. Listen, I use my imagination in a pinch. That's what pornography's for. I'd rather have it provided for me. Please. Imagination. That's for suckers. I gotta remember some fucking, you know, slob I had to settle for. I don't imagine I'm fucking like a fucking supermodel.
That's why, I can't do that. Doesn't
fucking
work.
Supermodel?
I need something realistic. Like, it's either, if it's a girl I haven't had sex with, it's gotta be something that's, like, I could theoretically get. It can't be like, oh, Scarlett Johansson.
So, in your fantasies, you're fucking some overweight chick with bad teeth, just because you're pretty sure you can get her in real life?
No.
That's what you're saying.
No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, you misunderstood me.
You have really low self-esteem, baby. Yeah.
I don't have, like, I'm not, like, thinking about Mila Kunis or something like that.
Yeah, you're thinking about a girl you think you can conceivably get in real life.
Like a normal girl, you know.
Yeah, not me.
Well, you're...
Listen.
You live in a fantasy world. We all know this.
Well, yeah, I pretty much do. That's how I get through life. Life, things suck, man. So I, you know, fantasize about, you
you're
know,
not
the good
life. As some people, because some people... They live in a fantasy world. Like,
well, I'm not delusional. I know it's a fantasy.
You hear people talk, and it's like, what are they talking? Like,
No. I fantasize. Some people live in the fantasy.
Yeah, you'll both be in a certain place, and then you'll hear them telling the story to somebody else. Like, that didn't happen like that at all.
Their perceptions are fucking out of whack.
Like, oh, yeah, that girl was so into me. Like, what girl? She ignored you.
She barely talked to you. Like, she acknowledged you for, like, half a second to be polite. But in their mind, she was, you know, half blowing him.
Yeah,
under the table.
And if you point that out, they'll have some excuse. Well, yeah, but that was because,
No, but later on, I made something up, and then all that became true.
She gave me a fake number, so, you know, she liked me.
Even in his fantasy, she gave him a fake number. I mean, if you're going to fantasize, at least make it real.
She gave me a fake number because her husband was standing over her. And
Listen, if you're going to fantasize, say, no, man, you didn't even know. When I went to the bathroom, I gave her a wink. 5 minutes later, she followed me in, and we fucked in there.
Tell me if this really happened, because you were with me. I remembered. I don't know if it happened or not.
Are you a liar?
We're at a grocery store, and some girl, like...
We fucked her, right? Both of us. Double
no.
team.
She, like, was into me or something because she told us where she was, like, she, like, gave us code of where she was going in another part of the store. Do you remember that?
You're a fucking liar.
Do you remember that?
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Do you remember that?
Actually, I do.
She's, like, with her boyfriend?
Well, I'm the one who told you. Like, dude, she's fucking into you. Why would she tell you she's gonna be in fucking produce?
Like, how did she do that?
With magic?
Like, she was... Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. They separated. We were in line. Or not in line. We were in an aisle. For some reason...
And she stood at the end and she shrugged.
Yeah. She's like, well, I'm going to be over in the... by the tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, fucking wandered away. Like, I mean, I'm like, dude, I mean, I think she fucking was into you. I mean, go to the fucking tomatoes.
How miserable
she said she was
must she have been with that boyfriend if he's with her and she's trying to get other guys?
Dude, there's plenty of chicks who cheat. I know once you hear that a girl has a boyfriend, you're like, well, that's fucking
done. I'm a gentleman, Mark.
But they're...
I would hope that guys would do the same thing to me if they met my girlfriend.
I meet your girlfriend, I'm fucking her if I get the chance. I don't give a fuck about you. Not you, but guys in general.
Wow, that's the problem. Guys don't have any code anymore.
Yeah. Survival of the fittest. Be fit. But you want to be fit or you want to be dead?
I mean, I'm not a confident guy, but what was I supposed to do? I mean, she was with the guy. How am I supposed to operate?
Hey, you know, you fucking...
I guess I could have
said... subtly.
You know, we should have said, hey, I need some bread.
Wink,
let's go to the bread
wink.
Aisle and then look at her. Yeah, because it was a weird thing because she shrugged.
Hey, what aisles are the rubbers in, do you think?
Well, that's a pharmacy. Because she was at the end of the aisle.
You think
she,
you could show me
shrugged.
Where the lube is? Hey, why don't you walk me? Yeah.
There's so many times where...
You think you got a shot where the girl's giving off signals,
yeah,
but you don't respond because you're like,
be
you're not
somewhere
sure.
And you'll pass her by six times and she'll keep... It's like, am I supposed to stop her? Like, I mean, it's...
Hey, yo, stop! Stop, you piece of shit!
I guess,
where are you going?
I guess people do that, but it was never, like,
It wasn't taught to you.
Yeah.
Not like, in my school.
Excuse me, I noticed that you keep looking at me every time we go by. Would you like to go out for dinner?
Remember we were in the mall, and this super hot black chick walked by, and she walked by this dude, and this dude was so fucking confident, he just turned around, and he's like, hey, where you going? What's your name? And, you know, he just walked over to her and started chatting her up. I was like, that motherfucker... I could never do that.
Girls are always thrown by that, too.
Yeah, and they just, they stop and start talking to the dude.
But, you know, I don't know what the success rate is for a guy
that
does that.
I mean, who the fuck knows? But listen, he's out there, he's trying.
There's got to be quite a bit of failure.
But really, if he doesn't give a fuck, and he tries 20 times, and one of those 20 fucking works, it's a success. He fucking did it.
I figure if you start do that to 20 girls, I bet four will give you their number. Four.
Well, listen, girls, even if they're not into you, apparently they give numbers. And some girls, even if they're not into you, they'll at least fucking make out. You'll get some... Like, you take a girl out, you might get some action, even if she doesn't even like you, doesn't plan on fucking seeing you again, which is fucking weird.
From what I've heard, they expect you to make a move these days.
That's why I always say to make a move. Even if you think it's going bad, you know, you just might get a little action. And even if you never see the girl again, hey, got something. That's what it's all about.
That's a good tip.
Mark's shallow world.
That's a really good tip.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said
that. Always goes back, though. I hate when girls give me their number because I'm too afraid to call.
You bitch. Why'd you give me this number?
Because I have to explain who I am. Oh.
Yeah, it was always... I mean, we're kind of pussies. I don't know how the confident half do it. But it is a little nerve-wracking once you call a girl for the first time. You know, you get that number, which is hard enough in the first place most of the time.
I said it a million times, too. If you have a common name, that fucks you over too.
Well, from now on, well, if you're ever single again, give girls a nickname.
No, you know what I think?
Nickname. No one has that fucking name.
No, you know what I think is people should... It's so unoriginal to name your kid Jim or Mike or... there's millions of people that name. Give them something that no one else has.
Yeah. I'm Devastator Johnson.
I like to say, how about a set number? Like, that's B76894.
You from some weird future? Why don't you wear a silver jumpsuit, too?
That'd be awesome. You call up, like, hi, this is B78694. Is
C218142
there?
That's too confusing.
Oh, hold on. Let me get her. C41821.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you need to simplify. Your idea is fine, but you need to simplify.
You go to the park, you look at a tree, it's like, I love B76894.
All right. You know people are stupid, right? They're not going to be able to hold all these numbers in their heads.
That might help.
Name? Four?
I don't remember. Those kind of exercises might help with Alzheimer's, too. They say doing brain exercises will help you.
Well, read a fucking book, all right?
So,
that might help you, too.
But
they say learning a language helps.
How hard would it be to get a name that doesn't sound too crazy, but at the same time as no one else has, or a very small, limited amount of people have?
Well, as I said, use a nickname. Hey, my name's Mike, but people call me, you know, whatever.
Burrito.
No, that sounds racist. I don't know. Just think of something cool. Don't say snake either. That's always your bullshit fucking go-to.
What's wrong with snake?
Yeah.
How about spider then?
Yeah, why not? It's like, hey, my name's Mike. People call me spider. Why don't you put that on your phone?
What about... I just say Klein.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a common... You always have that theory that when a girl likes you, she calls you Mike. But then all of a sudden, when she turns that corner and she doesn't like you anymore, she calls you Klein.
That was always my theory.
Well, but because you know what the funny thing is? It's not a theory. It's fucking fact. I've been there. I've experienced it. And the girls who like you call you Mike, and the girls who don't do call you Klein.
Exactly. There's
and sometimes there are girls that have liked you in the past, and they did call you Mike. Now all of a sudden, when they don't, yeah, they call you Klein. So I've been there. It is true.
Well, for most of my life, people call me by my last name. I don't know if it's because my name's Mike or just because it's a nice quick syllable.
Yeah. So no one calls me Davila.
Well, gym teachers.
Well, yeah, when I was in school. Hey, Davila. Actually, they still didn't call me Davila because most of the time they didn't get it right.
That's one of my favorite stories when you hurt your knee.
Blew up my knee.
Either you were outside. Tell the story.
I told the story in like episode 12, but that was a while ago. Okay, I'm in school, high school. We're in gym class. I'm playing baseball, and I'm not athletic. I can barely throw a ball,
catch a
ball, hit a ball.
Don't let those photos of him, his muscular chest
physique,
online.
Yes. I'm not an athlete. I'm in awesome shape, but I'm not an athlete.
Big difference.
But, so I never learned how to pitch right or do anything like that. So I don't know how to swing a bat correctly. So, you know, we're playing baseball outside in gym. I plant my one leg. Meanwhile, they throw the ball. I take a swing. My entire body swings, but my one foot is planted. So as my body turns completely, foot planted, knee pops. I stretched out the ligament. And for anyone who's experienced this, you hear the pop when the ligament fucking goes, and it's very painful. So one second I'm swinging a bat, the next, before you know it, I'm on the ground, and my gym teacher's like, "Hey, Davila or Davoli, what are you doing on the floor?"
The floor?
Yeah.
You're outdoors.
Yeah, he's confused. Not a bright man. He's a gym teacher.
Did he say, walk it off, walk it off?
Nah, he had a couple big guys. I mean, I was like in the seventh grade at the time. He had some bigger guys that each grabbed me by an armpit and fucking carried me to the nurse.
Well, school nurses are useless. They never.
Oh, yeah, totally.
They don't do shit.
Meanwhile, my fucking knee swelled up like the size of a melon. It was fucking huge. I'm like, "Can you give me some Tylenol or something?" "Tylenol? We can't give you that." I mean, they do nothing. All they can do is call my mom.
Yeah,
to come
they're not
get
allowed.
Me.
They're not allowed to give you pills.
Meanwhile, they also forced me to walk back to my locker to get my stuff. I was like, "Can I just give someone my combination? I really shouldn't be walking on this." Like, nope, can't do that. You're gonna have to go. So I'm in a fucking bum leg. I walk back and forth all over the place.
I told you when I went blind that time in school.
From masturbating. They told you not to do it. You never listened.
Shut up. No,
jerks it.
For some reason, I don't know what was wrong with me, but all I could see was like big light splotches, and I had to feel my way to the nurse's office.
Stroke.
And then I walked
in.
Did
you feel her breasts?
It was funny. It was one of the worst experiences of my life because I had to walk in, don't know what the fuck's going on in the room because I can't see. I'm like, "I can't see. I'm blind." And my first thought was like, "What if there's a hot chick in here? She's going to see me blind."
You remember in the movies?
Because you know there's always hot chicks laying in the nurse's office.
Oh,
all day.
Yeah, with their pussies.
Mm-hmm.
My stomach hurts. You know, sometimes in the movies, blind people are always chicks up.
But that nurse, all she does is give me orange juice. That was her cure.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a cure.
It worked, though.
Vitamin C.
I didn't go home.
Blood sugar was low. But yeah, blind dudes feel chicks up all the time by mistake. They got their hands outstretched.
Yeah.
It happens in real life because my grandfather did that accidentally before. He was blind.
Did you ever go home more early from school?
Oh, yeah. One time, because I was a pussy little kid, a teacher made me cry. So then I went to the nurse. "I don't feel good. I want to go home."
And the nurse is like, if I was...
They never give a fuck. Yeah. They don't care. I heard her on the phone with my mom. Like, "Yeah, he says it's..." He says he feels sick. He's holding his stomach, but I think he's all right. I'm like, "Well, fuck you, lady. I say I'm sick, I'm sick. Please." Even I was faking it because I didn't want to go back to class after fucking crying.
You know what the shitty part about going home early, though, is like my mom wouldn't let me go outside that day.
Yeah, well, you can't go out and play if you come home sick.
Bullshit.
Well, yeah, that's what sucked about staying home.
What if it's a Friday?
Well, the thing is, I mean, most of the time when you stayed home sick totally, okay, you're sick in the morning, but by the afternoon, I fucking feel fine. I'm good again. But now you're stuck at home.
See, when I got older, once I got to middle school, I never missed days because...
But yeah, what's the point?
Well, it was too much of a hassle to go back in. Then I had to be social and ask people questions because I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Well, I had neighbors who were in my classes, so they'd come by after and, like, here's the homework.
Oh, I used to hate that. I remember some girl brought me my homework when I had chicken pox.
Bitch.
Like, what are you doing? I'm on vacation.
Oh, man. When I was, like, in the second grade, I was out of school for, like, 3 months. And they fucking gave me this huge-ass folder. I had, that was when I had my appendix out.
Meanwhile, they could have skipped you right to the third grade and would have made a goddamn bit of difference.
I know. But they make a big deal out of shit. And, you know, but meanwhile...
It's
very
important that you know this stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing to know. Meanwhile, the teacher didn't even know why I wasn't there anymore. I mean, 3 months later, I show back up, and she was kind of yelling at me. She was reprimanding me for not being in school. And, of course, you know, I was always a pussy little kid, afraid to talk to people, so I never said anything.
Isn't that when you had brain surgery?
No, this one was the appendix.
Oh.
And...
You're out for 3 months for the appendix?
Well, I caught something. Some strain of AIDS. No, like, I got the flu.
I think appendix now is a... you don't even
No, I mean, no, listen. I got my appendix out, but while I was in there, as is common, I caught some kind of flu or something. So I was, like, fucking, like, real sick for a while. So I was in there, and then after I got out, I was at home for a while. So, like I said, by the time I came in, it was, like, 3 months later. Teachers didn't even know why I was out, and they're reprimanding me. But luckily, another teacher came in, and she was, like, a family friend. She knew my mom, and she told her, like, no, he was out. He had surgery. No, but when I had brain surgery, I was out, and I didn't go back to school. Look, I think it was, like, middle of the year I went out, and I never went back to school, but they gave me a tutor who came to my house.
Was she hot?
Nah, that's a regular teacher. And, you know,
she hot?
No. Remember when I said no, she was a regular teacher?
Well, a regular teacher could be hot.
But remember the first part was no?
Oh, right.
So, you know, she tutored me, and so I did all that. Meanwhile, it was still a pain in the ass for them to pass me, because they didn't want to pass me to the next grade, even though, like, why the fuck would you send a tutor to go through everything if you're not going to pass me? They're like, I don't know if he's going to be ready for the sixth grade. He's been out.
Tough.
Oh, yeah, it's the same shit as he did before, but I don't know. We had to, like, fight for it, and, you know, fucking, all right, he can go.
That sucks. I never had any really super odd teachers.
I've told you before I had one. I was in the fifth grade, and she was a 28-year-old chick who drove a
Porsche. I know. I used to, like, there would be, like, 26-year-old teachers. I'd be like, that old bitch, man. Oh, she's like my grandma.
No, you know what? Now that I recall, senior year, we had a 28-year-old Spanish teacher. She was actually pretty attractive.
28. That seemed ancient back then.
Nah, dude, if you're 18 and chick's 28, you're almost in the same age range. 10 years.
I thought, dude, when you're 18, you think 28's old.
Well, a little older. But, I mean, you still know she's pretty young.
I mean, you're not...
And unfortunately, back then, the trend of banging your teachers hadn't come about, which is
bullshit. It wasn't known.
I don't know, man. I don't think it was going on.
People kept things quiet.
Actually, no. Everyone's always had a big fucking mouth. Oh, I just fucked Miss Johnson. Do you believe that? People are always talking. Nothing secret. It just wasn't happening back then. Who knows why?
Listen, I was getting turned down by students. I wouldn't be the balls enough to think I'd get a teacher.
These teachers are fucking nuts, and they're not waiting for students to ask them out. They fucking make it known. I think they just keep kids after class and make them move.
I think that a lot of these aren't just like wallflowers. These are cocky kids that go after them, I think.
Again, we won't know because we never experienced this, and we never will.
You put our younger selves in the class of one of those teachers that got caught doing this. Do you think we're getting her? No.
No.
No chance.
Well, listen, I don't know if they're going to be attracted to us. We're all geeky when we were younger. You know, the thing is, they are going to be attracted to the more confident guys just because women find confident men more attractive.
Plus, I looked like a 12-year-old boy until I was like 25, so.
I looked like a 12-year-old boy when I was a 12-year-old boy, so I don't know if chicks would have been interested.
I looked super young even when I graduated.
Yeah, graduated.
I've always looked like at least like 5 to 7 years younger than I really am.
When you were 5, you looked like you were 0. Is that a clump of sperm? What the fuck's going on here?
Who brought their sperm to school?
Who came on the desk?
No, it's me, Klein, Mike, Goal.
What?
Always in the beginning of class, like...
Call the papers, talking sperm.
Michael Klein, yes. You want to be Mike or Michael? I'm like, I don't care.
I don't want to be anything.
Like, what do you mean you don't care? Do you have a preference? I'm like, I don't care. I have such low self-esteem, I don't care what you call me. You can call me anything you want.
Hey, asshole, yes.
Isn't it like in some private schools, like they call them by Mr., like... Mr. Davila?
Well, I don't know about private schools, but
and some,
yeah.
Like, asshole teachers would do that, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the
and then the gym
teacher
calls people by their last name. We already talked about that.
Yeah. Well, some people are assholes. I think maybe... Oh, you know what? I've never been to a Catholic school, but I will always hear stories about them, you know, being able to fucking beat the shit out of you if they feel like it. Even though that happened in my school and it was a public school, but that was another time. I'm an old man.
They'd waterboard you in holy water.
Yeah, yeah.
Now do you believe? Yes, sir.
I've seen it on TV. I don't know. It doesn't look that bad.
What, waterboarding?
Yeah. But they put a wet rag over your mouth and you feel like you're drowning?
I think there's different ways to do it. The other one, they actually just dunk you in the water.
I don't ever really see that. That's more drowning. That's not waterboarding. That's different. That's a drowning
summer. I go waterboarding every summer in San Diego.
That's wakeboarding. Different thing.
Damn.
I got confused and I tortured someone by mistake.
What are you doing this weekend? Waterboarding?
Yeah, someone asked for lessons. I accidentally slipped up and killed her.
You're torturing terrorists? No. I'm going to the beach.
We don't consider it torture. That's an information gathering technique. Thank you.
A torture has never been proven to get information out that's true.
I don't know about that.
Well, that makes sense. Both arguments have valid claims.
No, hear me out. If you don't know anything, you'll make something up to stop the torture. If you do know something, odds are you'll give it up to stop the torture. Either way, you're getting information. I mean, half the time it's true, half the time it isn't.
That's the thing. You're going to get information, but it's probably wrong.
Not probably. I'd say 50-50.
You know who I'd turn in? You. You know what? That Mark is a terrorist.
I'm not a terrorist. I have information.
He's plotting to overthrow the government right now.
I think about it. I mean, I know I'm not capable. Not one man.
He watches pornography on his phone.
That I do. I don't know how illegal that is, but I exclusively watch it on my phone now. It's too much of a hassle. You know, let me get up, get on the computer, find the... No, phone, bam. It's in my hand. It's right there.
Yeah, but on your computer, it's better quality.
It's still good. Listen, cock in one hand, phone in the other, I'm set. Good to go.
That's cumbersome, but alright.
Sometimes I combine the two and just fucking rub my, whatever against the phone. You know what you could do? Rub your cock against the Hotshot Whiz Kids at hotshotwizkids.com. Try that. Full-sodes, mini-sodes, a news show, shut up and watch the movie, all that shit.
Do it.
It's penis-friendly. Hotshotwizkids.com.